Good afternoon, Gardeners. You're listening to Garden Planet with Selena and Karen.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Now, we are going to be talking about wasps.
Oh, I just first wanted to say Happy New Year. I think this is our first official recorded show for 2021.
Yeah,
got that out of the way.
Happy New Year.
So, wasps and are they friends or are they foes?
I'm going to go with foes.
Yeah.
Because I got stung.
I'm not a fan. But I could say the same about snakes. I could say the same about scorpions, whitetails. There's a whole, like, sort of bubble of creatures that I'm like, why are you here?
Yeah. Mosquitoes, why? Fleas.
God help me on this one.
Snails.
So I'm hoping that you're going to provide, yeah, slugs. Even like, yeah, the chickens are like, nope. Well, mine are, but they're just too spoiled, I think.
Aww.
So you're going to elaborate a bit on that today and give us both sides of the equation,
yeah,
which is super cool. And I'm going to be talking a little bit about spinach.
Oh, goody. Oh, you've given it away, Karen.
Oh, was I not? Oh, well. The cat's out of the bag now.
Okay. Wasps. Well, it's that time of year, wasp season. And that's when they're most active, unfortunately for us who don't like to be stung.
Hands up who's already been stung this year.
Yeah.
If you can't, oh, you can't see us. Both Selena and I have raised our hand.
Yeah, my hand is stung.
Your stung hand.
What part of the body?
The other end, the toe, of course. God. It's like, it's really hard to scratch a toe. Have you noticed that?
I actually don't. No.
Oh, you haven't been stung on the toe?
No,
come
no,
on.
No.
Are you serious? Oh, you're sensible, though. You wear safety.
I wear my safety clogs.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I usually garden in jandals or bare feet.
Oh.
So, kind of deserve it. But,
well, this happened when I was cutting my gardenias.
Yeah.
And I guess the wasp didn't like me invading their little patch.
Yeah.
I wanted the gardenias.
Well, either that or it felt threatened by someone like
with
a thousand times its size.
Yeah. But fortunately, it was only like the hand and only stung a few times.
Yeah.
So it was only swollen up like a balloon for a few days.
And you don't like have any severe reactions, so
no,
it's all good. I mean, when I got stung, I was alone. I was down at the community garden.
Yeah.
And I thought how terrible it would be is you're swelling up and you can't breathe if you have like that sort of anaphylactic shock.
Yeah.
Scary.
Happens. Call 111, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, well, obviously people would have stuff in their bag all the time just in case. But, I mean, sometimes, like, it can be a struggle even getting to your bag if you're struggling to breathe. And, but anyway, it was all good. I survived.
Yeah. So
lived to tell the tale. And, just a bit annoying, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, might mention what to do if you get stung.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it starts swelling up. What happens with wasps is they, unlike bees, which if they sting, they die after they sting you. Wasps can, like, sting
carry
you
on
over and over again.
Yeah, yeah. And then move on to the next person.
Wasp.
Yeah.
If you can remove the stinger, that's good, so then the venom doesn't keep spreading. And I've learned that one way to do this, if you don't have tweezers, you can put some, like, PVA glue over it, and when it dries, you can peel it off, and usually the stinger will come out with that. But don't worry, because if you're not dying from a sting, then your parts of your body will swell up, but it will go down after a few days, it will go away.
Yeah.
It's
an interesting one.
Facial. For those who don't have anaphylaxis, it will take a wasp to sting you about 1,000 times for it to be deadly enough to kill you.
Oh, right.
So don't panic. People say put ice on it to get the swelling down. Wash it with a bit of soap and water. Make sure it doesn't get infected. And maybe put some antiseptic lotion or calamine lotion or whatever you have.
Yeah.
You could put...
I'm just thinking what I did. I don't think I did anything.
People say to...
A cold flannel I think I had on.
Yeah, for something a while. Cold.
Yeah.
Or if you've got plantain nearby, people say you can just kind of mash that up and put it as a poultice. Or aloe vera to soothe it. So, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so that's get out of the way.
Yeah, health and safety.
Health and safety first.
And wear closed shoes. Did you have gloves on?
No.
Wonder if that would have made a difference.
Well, maybe.
They can still get through material, but though.
They would have just gone up to my further arms and probably maybe stung me up there instead. I don't know. Gloves might...
What's worse is when they get up in your clothes.
Mm.
I've had that before.
Preventative
Terrible.
Measure.
You're like trying to find it, and in the end, you're just like throwing off all your clothes.
It's and running like around quite.
Yeah, it happened to me one day on a bus.
Oh.
On a tour bus. A wasp had gotten into my jeans, and I didn't know that, and I think I'd put them on after we'd been whitewater rafting or something.
Oh.
And then I was like, ow! Oh, and then I was like, I suddenly twigged, oh, there was something in my pants.
Oh, no.
And had to, like, fully, like, derobe in front of everyone to get this bloody wasp out. It was terrible.
Apparently, wasps love darker colours, so if you're wearing a lighter colours, it's not...
Oh, yeah, not that's so maybe that's why the beekeepers wear white.
Yeah, yeah.
Interesting.
There's something in it. Preventative measures... okay, it's the summer season, everyone's having barbecues and picnics, but if there's wasps around, I'll be attracted to your food and your drinks, so don't leave, like, food uncovered, especially sugary soft drinks in the cans.
And they love meat.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah.
I've thrown leftover steak and sausages and things like that on the lawn thinking... The chickens and the cats will get to it.
No,
and then I go out there an hour or two later and the whole thing's covered in wasps.
Oh,
and I'm like, this was not meant to happen. I'm not feeding the wasp population. Come on, guys. So, yeah, be aware of that. You don't want to encourage them. They love grapes too.
Oh.
If you've got like a grapevine and you've got like grapes that are ready... Don't let them, try if you can, not to let them over-ripen and all that, because it will attract them.
Try and pick them before they get them.
They're better off in the compost, serving those bugs than the wasps.
Well, so going back to, like, how did we get all these wasps and why are they so pesky?
I'm going to say boats. Did they come over with the English?
Okay, let's go back to the wasp family and what they do in New Zealand, because there are different types of wasps and there are native wasps. So, okay. So I did a bit of research, okay, and there's a really good book called The New What's That Insect by Andrew Crowe, and it's all about identifying what the insects are in New Zealand.
Mm.
And he's written a whole series of books like What's That Bird and...
Oh, that's cool.
The, What's That Tree? All these kind of really cool identifying.
Yeah.
So in the wasp section... Okay, so wasps are, as you know, they're insects. They're related to bees and ants, but they're not bees and they're not ants. So you can identify them by their wasp-like shape, which is they have a really narrow waist and they have wings. But unlike bees, they don't make honey.
That's why they eat meat and foods.
But they do sting. And some don't sting, but a lot of them do. And ants don't have wings, but wasps do. Okay. So according to Andrew Crowe, there's... 4 major types of wasps in New Zealand, and there are a few natives. The first lot is your social wasps, and these are wasps that build their nests and live together, sort of like in colonies.
And so by comparison, are there wasps that are single, like
yep, solitary single, wasp.
Solitary, yeah.
So those kinds are hunting wasps, and there's also one called a group called the this may be hard for me to pronounce, Echinomonid wasps. They are like hunting wasps, except they're parasitic wasps, which mean they live in the host and like live off their host and then kill them.
Uh-huh.
But these wasps are actually quite beneficial.
Are they?
Because they kill like other insects that are
also predatory type.
Like destroying your plants.
Oh.
And a lot of these ones have been introduced to New Zealand to control the other insect population.
Oh, that's interesting.
So these are the sort of beneficial wasps that we want.
And let me guess, the yellow and black?
Well...
How do you tell?
Well,
that's it there. That looks almost more brown.
They are yellow and black.
Okay.
But they're kind of thinner.
So real thin.
Yeah.
Looks more like a dragonfly.
Yeah. It has a really long...
Yeah.
What it is called, an ovipositor.
Okay. All right.
It lays its eggs.
All right, well, I'll go easy on dragonfly-looking insects.
Yeah.
Do they get quite big?
They can be very small from, like, a centimetre or so to, you know, this one looks like 5 centimetres.
Oh, so that's, life-size. Real... Okay.
Yeah.
I would probably have thought that was a... baby dragonfly.
No, it's a wasp. this one is a native, well, the one I'm looking at, listeners, is a giant echinomode one, and it has a really long, looks like a big long stinger. But that's its egg depositor.
Okay. It's a long shoot.
Yeah. So when it lays its eggs, it
shoots them out.
These parasitic wasps, they kind of like lay their eggs in other insect families and then eat them out of house and home. Naughty, but actually quite good to control the other insects.
So it liked the naughty insects.
Yeah.
Oh, well, sweet.
Not the
nicest way to go, but...
And then there's one other wasp called the mammoth wasp, which we only have one in New Zealand, which is a giant-looking wasp, which is the yellow flower wasp, which, it's quite big, but my picture isn't
Which
there.
One's that?
Yellow flower wasp.
Is that the one on the...
The one...
Went to the...
Well, my...
Well, there's so many different wasps on there.
Didn't...
Which one is it?
This one, but you can't see
it. Oh, you've cut some of it off.
Oh, sorry.
Is that the one that you... Those massive ones you find on your blimmin' windowsills?
Yeah.
And is that one okay to squash? I usually do anyway.
The ones that we find pesky are the social wasps because they have the huge nests.
Those little grey nests.
Yeah.
Things.
The social wasps... they make nests out of chewed up bits of plant.
Yeah.
It's actually how humans figured out how to make paper.
Holy.
Because, they turn it into paper.
Yeah,
they
do.
Make these amazing nests.
The paper wasp.
Yeah.
What colour's that?
I feel like
it looks different to the
other
ones.
Yellow and black. It's kind of like what you would commonly think a wasp looked like.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I'm seeing some, I thought a paper wasp was more black, but I think that might be, I've confused it with something.
Okay.
I think someone told me that once when I saw a nest in
It's confusing. I didn't know there were so many different types of wasps.
Yeah, and then you throw all the other insects in there, there's hundreds, I know.
It's quite a big family. But the one that stung me was probably the Chinese paper wasp. Because... I have seen those little nests around in the garden, and they look like little mushrooms of paper.
Yeah, they
do. Whereas the huge German wasps, their nests can be.
Oh, those are the real, yeah.
Like meters.
Colonies. Big.
And those ones are the real.
You can hear them. Big. From a mile away, you can hear the nest activity.
Yeah. Gosh. Those are the ones that
like
are
a wasp city.
That people really don't like. And they have become like an official pest in New Zealand.
Right. And they are quite aggressive, aren't they, too?
Yeah. So the interesting fact about the German wasp is they came accidentally into New Zealand. No one actually wanted them here. But they made themselves at home and they liked the beach forest down in the South Island because the beach trees, they are host to scale insects, and scale insects produce honeydew, which is nice and sweet for the wasps.
Yeah. So they get like, it's kind of like a sweet, like it's like a protein bar.
Yeah. And so the wasps really liked that, and they multiplied, and then people noticed that they were eating all that and not leaving much for the birds to eat.
Oh.
So they became a threat to them.
Mm. Right.
So we don't like these German wasps.
Okay. they're all over the country now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so the Department of Conservation have taken sort of serious measures to control the German wasp. And they've made up a special bait called Vespex.
Yeah.
And it smells like rotten meat. And they're trying to capture them. Because they are just kind
of, I know.
Yeah.
There's certain bushwalks in the Waitakere's that I'm almost won't go on anymore because you can hear the wasps as you're walking through usually the more exposed areas, and they're just everywhere. And our son has been bitten before by these German wasps, and as soon as he sort of sees, I think it was while he was out walking with us one time up here.
Yeah.
And is just scared. He's, I don't want to, And they're vicious, man.
Oh.
Yeah. If you go a little bit off the track.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's their territory, they'll let you know about it.
Mm. A good thing about trying to control the population is they don't like the cold too much, so they tend to disappear over the winter.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. Another fact is the Māori have taken to calling this particular wasp, the German wasp, P. Waikato, because of the colours.
Oh!
The rugby colours.
Oh. Interesting.
Interesting, yeah.
Why not?
So I was going to say, these wasps are our foes, but the wasps are like a huge family and they're a beneficial wasp too, which I'll go on to next.
All right, well, we'll...
After our plan of the week.
Get on to plan of the week, break things up a little bit with that.
Of all the saddest words that I have ever heard, the saddest is a story told me by a bird. He'd spent about an hour chatting with a flower, and here's the tale the flower told. Quote, I'm a lonely little petunia and a nun.
So, yes. Today's plant of the week, guys, is the humble spinach. Spinacea oleacea.
Wow.
Am I saying that right?
Sounds
You're better
exotic.
At the Latin than me. It's a leafy green flowering plant native to Central and Western Asia. The leaves are alternate, simple, ovate to triangular. A simple leaf, by the way, in case you're wondering what that is.
A yummy leaf.
Is one that attaches to a twig by the stem and doesn't divide into leaflets thereafter.
Yep.
Okay, that's something I learnt. Spinach is eaten cooked or raw, and the taste differs considerably between the two. You know that.
Cooked spinach. How about you?
Yeah, both, depending on how it's served. Mm-hmm. Like, if you just gave me a blob of cooked spinach, I'd be like, ugh. But I'd probably be the same with fresh spinach. Like, it's quite overbearing.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
here's something else I learned. Perpetual spinach is what I grow in my garden.
Yes.
Have you got that?
I used to have it, and then it perpetually didn't want to grow.
Yeah? It's actually a chard, which is of the beet family. Which is something like I learned. But the reason why they call it spinach is because it's very similar to a true spinach, like an actual spinach plant.
Yeah.
I personally prefer it as it's much easier to grow and far more vigorous than true spinach. It also has the advantage of constantly producing a new crop. Well, mine seems to be in the right place and is doing so.
Yeah.
It's not doing so well at the moment. I think it's just getting too hot for it. And I've been hacking and...
Mine has been going to seeds. I cut down, so it might grow back. Though.
Yeah, mine are.
Yeah.
Ideally suited to gardening in small spaces for those people that are a bit limited.
Mm.
Bit of history. Spinach is thought to have originated about 2,000 years ago in ancient Persia, from which it was introduced to India and China as what they called the Persian vegetable. And spinach was soon a popular vegetable in the Arab Mediterranean and arrived in Spain by the latter part of the 12th century. It first appeared in England and France in the 14th century, gaining common use because it appeared in early spring when fresh local vegetables were not available. And during World War I, wine fortified with spinach juice was given to injured French soldiers with the intent to curtail bleeding. Don't know if that would quite work, but... The current world population of spinach is approximately 27 billion kilograms, with China alone accounting for 90% of the total. So it's a big, big Asian vegetable.
Mm. Yep. Definitely a favourite with my family.
Yeah. I didn't realise that. In popular culture, the comics and cartoon character Popeye has been portrayed since 1931 as having a strong affinity for spinach, subsequently making him physically stronger after consuming it. Raw spinach is 91% water, 4% carbohydrates, 3% protein and contains very little fat. In a 100-gram serving of fresh spinach, it is considered a rich source. A rich source means it contains 20% or more of the daily recommended value in 100 grams.
Mm-hmm.
Vitamin A, C, K, manganese, iron and folate.
Excellent.
So that's the biggies in spinach. And people make a big thing about iron in spinach, mm-hmm. but I just wanted to clarify something about that. I think I've got, I'll just finish up with that. Although spinach is touted as being high in iron and calcium, actually, raw spinach contains high levels of oxalates. These oxalates bind to the iron to form ferrous oxalate and calcium oxalate, hence rendering much of the iron in spinach unusable in the stomach and small intestine.
Oh, okay.
So although it's there because of that oxalate. So to prevent absorption... high levels of oxalates actually remove... Oh, they also... I don't know what I've written there. They've actually... The oxalates even actually remove iron already in the body.
Oh, okay.
So this whole concept of, oh, eat lots of leafy green vegetables, is...
Misguided.
It needs... Yeah. So if you cook it in several changes of water, it has much lower levels of these oxalates.
Ah, I see.
And I don't think the iron is lost. I think it's more vitamins that are lost in when you cook in water. So very, very interesting to note there, guys.
Mm.
But by all means, eat your green leafy vegetables every day.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, and apparently the greener they are, the more chlorophyll and iron and things
goodies.
Like that. Yeah. That's something I learned too. So that was quite interesting.
I like cooked spinach and also the water that you cook them in is a nice soup.
Yes, it is.
Very good for you.
Yeah. Hey, so we'll just quickly finish up with how it is that our wasps are friends, because I think we're nearing the end of the show and I really want to know. So what have you got?
Yeah, well, sorry that some of the wasps have got a bad rap. But the other wasps that are the solitary ones, that are the hunting ones or the parasitic ones, are actually our friends. And actually some have been brought into New Zealand to control the other insects that were getting out of hand here. So they are actually quite good for us. So they're part of our kind of ecosystem.
Okay.
You know.
We just need to get those naughty ones.
Yeah.
The Germans, is it just
Germans,
the German wasps and...
the Asian paper wasps, yeah.
Okay, under control.
Yeah.
We need to get the balance back. We can say that for a lot of things, though, out there, but that's just one.
Because what they do is, they will, the parasitic wasps are the parasites and they'll eat, like, the other insects and kill them. And actually, they're funny because they will eat, well, they'll kill and eat. Well, they actually feed them to their young. They don't actually eat the hunters themselves. They will kill to feed their own young.
Yeah.
Like mums do it, you know. How lovely.
They're just out there doing it like anyone else, I guess, surviving.
So not all wasps are bad.
Oh, that's great. Thanks for pointing that out,
and
Selena.
Did you,
I did wonder.
No, Karen, that you can eat wasps yourself?
No, I did not.
They are a delicacy in Japan.
Wow.
And they eat them fried and canned and some...
Generally, if there's a wasp in my food or salad or something, yeah, it's gone. Like, not down my throat. Like... No, thanks. But, okay, good to know. Maybe I should give it a go.
They actually have, like, a wasp festival where they celebrate the wasps.
Wow.
And eat them. And I don't know what they taste
like. Only in Japan, eh?
But, you know, the Japanese are very, got a very cuisine.
I love Japan.
So, maybe, I don't know if those German wasps are edible or what they taste like, but maybe... it could be a way to control that population, maybe.
Okay. They consume the... do you know what they consume? What kind?
Actually, I have to figure that out because that doesn't really tell
me.
All
right, so we're specific.
Yeah.
Okay, well, maybe you should try it.
Yeah.
Like, do a bit of your own experimentation.
Yeah.
Get back to us.
Yeah. So, so some of these wasps really are beneficial for us, so I wouldn't just get out in the big spray guns just yet.
Mm. All right. Point taken. All right, thanks for that, Selena.
Okay.
Hope everyone gained something from that.
Well.
Because I was, that was useful information. Good to know. I'm going to look at them with kinder eyes in future.
Mm. I'm just going to try and avoid being stung. That's all.
Yeah. Good luck.
Oh, Karen. Oh, we still have a few minutes left.
Do we? Oh, okay. My apologies. I'm rushing us through. Well, I'm glad we do because if we've done with the wasp thing. Sorry, Selena. I thought we were rushing on through the end there. Can I just quickly just give a few tips on how to grow spinach? Have we got time for that? Have we got a couple of minutes? Or
1 minute.
1 minute. Enjoys full sun and a soil that is rich in compost. Good drainage. Thrives in tubs and containers for those living in smaller spaces. Dig a hole approximately twice the depth and width of the root ball of your plant. Water plants thoroughly before planting. Gently loosen the root ball of your plant and position the plant in the centre of the hole. Press soil down gently around the base of the plant. Plants use nutrients from the soil as they grow, especially if you've composted, but just replenish these nutrients to ensure that they grow to their full potential.
Okay.
All right? Easy as. Yay. You can do it. If I can
do it,
you can do it.
I'll do it.
Do it. Yeah.
Get growing, everyone.
All right, guys.
Happy gardening.
Bye. It's the season.